Part 6. Invitation. 1. Dinner.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Tia. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm hoping you can come over for dinner tonight. If you can come over, I'll cook some Chinese food. Can you come?
That sounds like a good idea. That sounds like a wonderful idea. What time should I be there? What time do you want me to be there?
How about 5? How about 5?
Well, 5 is a little bit too early for me. 5 is a little bit too early for me. I'll still be in class.
How about 6? Does 6 sound good?
6 is fine with me. 6 will work out great.
See you at 6.
Okay, see you then. Thanks for the invitation. Thanks for the invitation.
Come hungry. Everything will be ready. Don't bring anything. Just bring yourself.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Two. Welcome back, party. What are you going to do next Saturday night? What are you going to do next Saturday night?
I haven't decided yet.
Sue has just come back from India. We are going to have a welcome back party for Sue. Can you come over for the party?
A welcome back party? That sounds wonderful. What time should I come?
Come around 7, if you can. We'll eat at 8.
7 is fine with me.
Sue has a lot of interesting stories to tell and pictures to show.
That sounds great.
I can't wait to listen to her stories about India.
Neither can I. I love travel pictures.
She also has videos.
Excellent.
We are going to have a welcome back party for Sue next Saturday night. Can you come to the party?
That sounds wonderful. That sounds great. That sounds terrific. That sounds like fun. Fun, fun, fun.
I can't wait to listen to her stories about India. I can't wait to listen to her stories about India.
Neither can I. Neither can I. Three. It's my turn.
I don't feel like studying tonight. I don't feel like studying tonight.
Neither do I.
Let's go to a movie tonight. I feel like going to a movie tonight.
Let's go. I will treat you. Movies are so expensive.
No, it's my turn. Last time you paid. It's my turn this time.
No, you shouldn't pay. It's too expensive. You are still a student. You do not make big money.
It's my turn, and that's that. It's my turn, and that's that.
Okay. Thank you. Four. Air show. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Jane. What are you up to?
I'm checking out the EAA website.
The EAA? What's that?
It stands for Experimental Aircraft Association. It's an organization that encourages the growth of aviation.
Is the EAA a part of the government?
No. It is a private organization run mostly by volunteers.
Oh, I remember. You got your pilot's license when you were 16.
Yes. I learned to fly through the help of the EAA. I've been a member for over 8 years.
Sounds great. How often do they have meetings?
Oh, it varies. Our local group meets every Saturday morning at the airport. We're planning a camping trip to the annual air show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
What's that all about?
The air show lasts about 2 weeks. There are many airplane acrobatic demonstrations. Over 12,000 airplanes fly into the Oshkosh airport to participate. You can see all kinds of airplanes, from the oldest airplanes to the newest jets. Day after day, the airplanes dance across the beautiful, clear blue Wisconsin sky. It is an enormous ballet of technology.
That sounds wonderful. Can you get real close to the airplanes?
Sure. They even take people up for rides.
That's cool. What else happens at the air show?
Aircraft companies set up information booths, and there are several airplane museums. You can see many aviation movies and computer simulations.
I love flight simulators.
So do I. And some famous aviators and astronauts are always at the air show. They give talks about the newest ideas in aerospace and answer questions from the audience.
Hey, I want to meet an astronaut.
Well, if you come to the air show, you can do just that.
Please, tell me some more.
There is a campground near the runways. I love camping there because I can hear the roar of the engines as the planes take off and land.
The air show sounds both exciting and a lot of fun. When are you going?
I want to go with my local group during the second week in August.
I'm going to be on vacation in Chicago that week.
Well, you should drive up to Oshkosh. It's only about a 2-hour drive from Chicago.
Great. I'm going to plan on doing that. Why don't you show me the EAA website?
Here, take a look. They've got a map of the campsite. See? I'll be at campsite 149. Now you know exactly where my tent will be.
Wow, that's a pretty good map.
I'll give you a business card with my cell phone number and email address. You can call and let me know exactly when you'll be there.
I'll put your campsite number on the back of your card. I'm impressed, Jane. Your card says you offer pilot license instruction. I didn't know you were teaching people how to become pilots. You can count on me coming to Oshkosh.
I promise to give you the best possible tour of the air show that anyone can get.
Thanks. I was wondering if you ever have some extra room when you go flying. I'd like to go up for a ride sometime.
How about this Saturday afternoon? In the morning, I'll be doing some maintenance on our EAA airplane. In the afternoon, I'm going to take it up for a flight check.
That would be great. I work until noon, so I should be at the airport by 12:30.
That's fine. I'm planning to take off at about 1. I'll bring some food. We can fly over to the airport next to Lake Okeechobee. I want to go for a swim and eat a picnic supper there. We'll be back by 6.
That's an excellent plan. I'll be there.
I'd better go. I've got to run to chemistry class.
I've got a calculus test in 2 hours.
Study hard. Good luck.
Thanks for the invitation for Saturday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.